Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
I'm sure you've heard the quip that some are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. The fact is that anyone who is not heavenly minded will be of little earthly good. Hezekiah certainly was heavenly minded. We're told that, quote, in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandments, to seek his God, he did it with all his heart. 2 Chronicles 31, verse 21. But that doesn't mean a person can't also seek practical solutions in life. The ancient cities had an Achilles heel. Obviously, the water source would be at the lowest spot, but the cities were situated on higher elevations. Without pumps, and in times of siege, how could the people inside the city wall access that water? When Hezekiah knew Jerusalem might soon be surrounded by Sennacherib's forces, he set about to find a solution to the problem. First, quote, he consulted with his leaders and commanders to stop the water from the springs which were outside the city. And they helped him, saying, why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water? Chapter 32, verses 3 and 4. But we also discover that, quote, this same Hezekiah also stopped the water outlet of Upper Gihon and brought the water by tunnel to the west side of the city of David, verse 30. This 1,750-foot or 530-meter tunnel, carved by two teams in a serpentine fashion through solid rock, is recognized as one of the greatest feats of water systems engineering of the past. The tunnel brought the water underground from the disguised Gihon spring outside the city wall to the pool of Siloam inside the wall. God will soon be seen as a miracle-working God, but it's an important fact that he won't do for us by miracle what he has given us to do by our own obedience, watchfulness, concern, and hard work.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.